Hello, everyone. Welcome to the May 10th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's in store in the heavens for May 10th to May 17th and beyond? As I have discussed over the past couple of weeks, we are now in the midst of a problematic planetary configuration that is highly likely to spawn events. Last week, Mars entered Taurus, and this week, it moves into position to be directly opposite retrograde Saturn. The exact opposition will happen at the end of the week, on Friday, May 15th, with Mars at 8 degrees Taurus, opposite Saturn at 8 degrees Scorpio. During this week, the energy gets pretty turgid as the planet of action and aggression comes into position directly opposed by the planet of control and resistance. Saturn's propensity to put the brakes on things is enhanced due to it currently being retrograde. This is a recipe for tension, stress, and crisis. Mars is the planet of attack. Saturn is the planet of the established order, indicating a strong potential for threatening events, whether produced by humans or Mother Nature. Therefore, this week is not favorable for new beginnings or making progress with any important endeavor. Such an endeavor would have a birth chart with the Mars-Saturn opposition in it and would then forever be dealing with crisis situations. Not a good week to be forming a new government. The Mars-Saturn stress and tension pattern continues for as long as Mars remains in Taurus until June 15th. But the energy becomes gradually less intense as Mars pulls away from the exact opposition after this week. Also beginning this week, and over the next couple of weeks, Mars will be gaining on Mercury, because Mercury is slowing down in the heavens as it prepares to go retrograde on May 18th. By getting closer to Mercury, Mars begins to oppress Mercury, and therefore Mercury's significations begin to suffer this week. Mercury is the planet of ideas and reasons, which are best formed with careful consideration of the facts and data. But Mars has no patience for leisurely contemplation. Mars wants fast results. Thus, the energy of Mars pushes Mercury to come to conclusions prematurely, increasing the likelihood of mistakes. Another feature of Mars's effect on Mercury is that Mars, planet of war, and therefore destruction, will alter the output of Mercury, planet of data and information. Thus we get distortion of the facts, disinformation, spin, even outright lies. So, this week, beware of what people tell you, especially those with ulterior motives. Another interesting celestial combination takes place at the end of the week, the T-square pattern being formed by Venus with the Rahu-Ketu axis. When a transiting planet moves into position such that it is at the midpoint of the two lunar nodes, it is at a 90-degree aspect to the nodal axis. This position is known to promote stress on the significations of that planet. Venus is the planet of harmony, romance, agreement, and finance. Although the position is exact on Saturday, May 16th, it will still be having effects on Friday, May 15th, when the work week and the financial markets are still in operation. Okay, that'll do it for this week's events in the zodiac. Be sure to tune in next week when I will detail the effects of the upcoming Mercury retrograde period with analysis for each sign. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter @AstroNewsReport.